News Talk Breakfast with Susan Keogh. This is News Talk.
A very good morning. You're listening to News Talk Breakfast this Saturday. It is March the 28th. Feels a bit like the morning after the night before, but the show must go on, and it will. We're live and open for business until 9 o'clock this morning. We've got lots to get through between now and then. Coming up on the show.
So I'm asking people to give meaning to our freedom and liberty by agreeing to these restrictions, restricting how we live our lives so that others may live.
Fight COVID-19 by staying at home.
Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. If we endure now, we can hope to see that sunrise sooner.
A tough ask, but a very simple message. And also on the show.
This is an invisible beast. It is an insidious beast. This is a rescue mission that you're on. The mission is to save lives.
More US cases of COVID-19 than anywhere else. New York prepares for battle. That's all on the way between now and nine. The Health Minister, Simon Harris, is going to join us a little later on the show. Do get in touch. Text us here on News Talk Breakfast 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, or tweet me at BreakfastNT or at Susan Keogh News. But stay at home. That's the message from the government. It has ramped up its efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19. From midnight last night, severe new restrictions came into effect, and they're going to stay in place now until at least Easter Sunday, which is April the 12th this year. So you and me, all of us together, we have been asked to restrict our lives to save the lives of others. We might first remind ourselves of the message we got from the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar last night.
Earlier today, the government received further recommendations on the actions that we need to take for what we make for ourselves.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking at that press conference last night. A lot to unpack there, a lot of detail, but extraordinary restrictions on people's freedom in the hope of stopping the spread of COVID-19. You will be aware that we also found out yesterday three more people have died here in the Republic from COVID-19. It brings to 22 the number of people who've lost their lives so far. I think last night's message is a very clear one. We must stay in our homes except in very, very limited circumstances. As you heard the Taoiseach outline them there. There is a question over people leaving for essential work, questions about what constitutes essential work. We are due to get that list later on today. My understanding of it is utilities, Irish Water will continue, the ESB will continue, the delivery of food and medicine. There will be transport services, obviously limited timetables now. People who work in healthcare communications like ourselves here in radio and television. A big question about construction work. That's been a big talking point this week, and whether construction workers are able to adhere to the physical distancing guidelines. So we will be interested to see whether that is on the list, whether it is essential. Hopefully we will get some clarity on that later on today. Pharmacies will be open, fuel stations, petrol stations will be open, pet shops, dry cleaners, laundrettes, the banks and the post offices. You can leave your house, you can leave to shop for food, and you can leave to shop for medicine. And also, certain businesses are going to be able to offer an emergency call-out or a delivery service. So opticians, if something goes wrong with your car repair services, if something goes wrong with some of your electrical goods at home, lots of people working from home, so phones, IT systems, computers, some hardware services. A number of those measures have been catered for. And of course, you can leave to exercise within 2 kilometres of where you live. Gardaí are going to be patrolling that. They can fine people if they find that people have gone further than 2 kilometres of where they live. But let me know what you make of these new measures this morning. How are you feeling? I know there's a lot of worry around this morning, a lot of uncertainty. Maybe you welcome them. Maybe you feel this is what had to have been done. Some people just can't help themselves. We saw some of the scenes that we saw last weekend with people congregating in public areas. So maybe this is just what had to happen. But how will they affect your life particularly? Is there something that you've been doing over the past week or two that you're going to have to stop doing now? Will it make much difference to you as we move now into the next phase? I would love to hear from you this morning. 53106 for your text. And as I said, the Health Minister, Simon Harris, he's going to join us a little later on in the programme at about 8:45. So we will talk to him then. Now, I am joined on the line by John Crown, Professor and Consultant of Medical Oncology at St. Vincent's Private Hospital. John.
News Breakfast with Susan Keogh. This is News Talk.
I was at a hospital the other night where I think there were actually a few coronavirus patients, and I shook hands with everybody. People obviously can make up their own minds, but I think the scientific evidence is, well, I'll hand over to the expert.
The British Prime Minister there, as we know, Boris Johnson, has now tested positive for COVID-19. Now, there are concerns about how many people he came into contact with before he was diagnosed. His health secretary, Matt Hancock, we know, also testing positive. And England's chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, he has been showing symptoms. So we should get an update maybe on that later on today. We will keep you posted. I want to have a quick look at the front of Saturday's papers. Definitely a Saturday like no other after last night's news. The Irish Independent goes with lockdown, stay at home. The Irish Examiner, lockdown for 2 weeks as death toll rises. The Irish Sun, house arrest, Ireland on lockdown. The Irish Daily Star, stay at home. The Weekend Herald going with a nation on lockdown. And the Irish Daily Mail's headline this morning, Taoiseach's plea to defeat this virus, stay home. So I think the message loud and clear on the front of all of the papers this morning. Now, Bobby Kerr joined from Down to Business joins me here in studio. And Bobby, good morning. Another, you know, very strange, I think, and surreal night for people last night. Another eerie morning this morning. Yeah. For any of us up, we are facing into, I guess, a new reality or the next phase of this reality. It's been quite the week on the business front. I suppose we heard the ESRI predicting the Irish economy is going to fall into a recession this year, shrinking by as much as, I think, was it 7.1% because of coronavirus. Huge numbers when it comes to people losing their jobs too.
We're already in the recession, Susan, unfortunately. This is a time for calm. The only sort of consoling piece is that, you know, most businesses are in this together. So, you know, everybody kind of has the same problem, although some will be in better shape than others to deal with it. So, you know, I think there's some comfort in that. The first thing I say to people is you don't panic. You need to assess what you can do now, what you can control and what you can't control. You look at all the big costs first. You make yourself a plan. You do a cash flow projection for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks. You know exactly where you are. And I think if you get to that place, you know, this is what I'm facing, and you can sort of, you know, batten down the hatches then. Then you go and talk to your landlord, if you have one. You lay off or you enact the wage subsidy scheme, which we'll talk about in a second. But you get yourself organised. But this is about putting things on ice. It's about freezing your business now, minimising every cost you can, and just battening down the hatches until this is over.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the increase in the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment support payment. There's been a lot of talk about this week. What's your assessment of how the government have played this?
My assessment is that the government they moved really quickly on this.
It's just after 8:30. And I want to return to our top story and these new ramped up measures announced by the government last night. It's part of our efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19. Stay at home is the message. It's very simple, except for in very limited circumstances. And I am joined on the line by Ilona Duffy, who's a GP in Monaghan and Medical Director for the North East Doctor on Call Service. Ilona, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Ilona, I suppose just before we get into some other stuff, a bit of a reaction to the announcement that we saw last night, these ramped up measures, people now being asked to stay at home, except in very, very limited circumstances. I presume you're welcoming that.
Absolutely, because I think we're all aware that there has been a rise in the number of cases, and this is what's expected because we've seen this happen in other countries. So again, it's back to this idea of what we've been calling all along, flattening the curve, meaning that we minimise the number of people that are getting the disease by preventing the spread. And the only way we can do that is stop people meeting people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, as we come into another weekend, I think a lot of us were shocked and disgusted really about some of the scenes that we saw last weekend with people maybe not following those rules. So in a way, you know, it's easier to take the decision out of people's hands and hope that we would have a good weekend now where people would stay at home. And obviously that lessens the damage that's done then, the numbers that we will see next week and the week after.
Absolutely, and I think we learned that this does work. We know that in other countries.
This is News Talk. Now, lots of you getting in touch in relation to the ramped up measures that we heard announced last night. One in here, no longer can I have my daily visit to see my dearest 89-year-old mother, Una, and to hold her hand and have our little chat. She's in a residential care unit, but I have the utmost respect for our dedicated health workers. I appreciate all the measures taken to save our loved ones' lives. And that came in to us from Morris. And another one in here, I work in a medical factory in Limerick and was just wondering, is this classed as an essential business? Well, we are hoping to get a list of what is classed as an essential business later on today, and the Health Minister Simon Harris will be joining me in a few moments. The question that everyone has, however, is how long is this going to go on for? And I might play you a little clip of Mike Ryan from the World Health Organization. He was asked last night about when we can expect the current measures and the crisis as a whole, the whole COVID-19, to come to an end. Here's what he had to say.
I think the other question people are asking beyond how long is the pandemic going to last is...
Now I am joined on the line by the Health Minister, Simon Harris. Minister, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, Minister. It feels a bit like the morning after the night before as we face into a new reality this morning in our fight against the spread of COVID-19. New restrictions announced last night. I guess a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety around this morning. The message, I think, is probably a tough ask for some people, but it really is quite a simple message. It's stay at home.
That's exactly it. It is a tough message. It's a challenging one. I don't in any way underestimate that. People are anxious. People are worried. But actually, when you pair all of that back, what we're asking people to do is quite straightforward but difficult. Please stay at home. Stay at home in all circumstances except a very limited number. And we're asking you to do this for a very simple reason. We're asking you to do this to save lives. When we look at what's happening in other countries, and your listeners will see what's happening in countries not that far from here. In Italy, nearly 1,000 people died yesterday in 24 hours alone. We are taking these measures to save lives. We would not be asking people to go through such a difficult time if we didn't believe it was absolutely vital to keep them safe, to keep their families safe, and to get our country through it. And I do want to say this because I know this is a really difficult time for people. The measures they've taken so far and the sacrifices they've made so far are already making a difference. So let's definitely note that, because we do need to look for the positives as well. When we were diagnosing people with COVID-19 about 2 weeks ago, the average person had come into contact with about 20 other people. That's now down to about 5 people. And that's thanks to the really good work of the Irish people. But sadly, we're still seeing a number of worrying signs, particularly in relation to the number of people getting very sick and ending up in our ICUs. And that's what we need to try over the next 2 weeks to address.
To get down, yeah, absolutely. But it is important to point out that the good measures that people are doing and the good work that they're doing. Minister, as you said, a lot of worry nonetheless and a lot of anxiety around, and it's reflected here on my text line this morning. I might just get to some of the questions, if you don't mind, in relation particularly about essential work. That's the big question that everybody is asking this morning. When will we get more detail on what is essential work and what's non-essential work?
So you'll get that detail this morning. A full list will be published on the government's website. But let me actually try and help people out here, because it's perhaps more straightforward. And then again, people have been led to suggest. So essential workers are effectively those of us who have to go to work to ensure the health and social well-being of others. So our nurses, our doctors, people working in our health professions, people caring for people. It's people working in the public and civil service, again, keeping the country functioning, but only those, crucially, only those who can't work from home. Everybody should be trying to work from home. It will be people providing food and medicinal supplies, so whether they're the farmer, the food factory, or the person selling the food. People keeping our utilities going, like our water and our electricity, and also the transport sector. We need to make sure we can keep on public transport, but that's only for and only to be used by essential workers. In terms of what sort of shops you can expect to see open, again, a very limited number. We're talking about places that sell your food, sell your medicines, sell fuel, and also things like pet food, banks, credit unions, and the likes as well. There's another number that are not allowed to stay open. but can do emergency call-out or delivery services like hardware shops or office supplies, because we obviously need to make sure.
Yeah, that's an important one, particularly at the minute. Can I ask you, Minister, in relation to construction workers, because that's the question I've been asked again and again here on the text line. Are they an essential service? I presume no, if following the list that you've just mentioned there.
No, they're not, unless they're building something that is essential to this pandemic. So, for example, if we were to decide that we needed to put in modular units or adapt a hotel, or you can imagine things that we need to do to actually get through this pandemic, of course, that would be essential. But in general, the message is really simple here. I need everybody in Ireland to stay at home. You should only be leaving your home if you're absolutely doing something that's essential to getting us through this pandemic and keeping our people safe and well. If you're getting exercise, but keeping that very close to your own home, or if you're going to get food or medication.
Yeah, let's talk about the exercise 2 kilometres within your home. How is that going to be policed? Are people going to be stopped and asked whether they're within that 2 kilometres? I know there's obviously a hope that it will be policed by consent and that we will follow the rules, but that may very well be tested over the next while.
So can I explain the 2 kilometres a bit? Because I know a lot of people are saying to me, why 2, why not 3?
Yeah.
How do these numbers come up? And what's the obsession with 2 kilometres? So let me explain. The idea with the 2 kilometres is we need everyone to stay as close to their home as possible, because the further you go from your hall door, the more you're likely to spread these germs. We all have to presume we have the virus within us. Many of us could, and we mightn't actually know it for a number of days. So the closer we can keep people to their home, ideally staying in our home as much as possible, the better. But we all know we need a bit of a walk. We might need to walk the dog, get a bit of fresh air. So we have to do that in our vicinity. Otherwise, we'll end up seeing what happened last weekend, where everyone has the same idea at the same time and gets in the car and goes off to Glendalough, and that just won't work. In relation to the policing of it, as you rightly say, people have been incredibly compliant and helpful because they want to keep their families well. But the Gardaí will have the powers to ask you, where you're heading to, and they will be doing that in the same sort of spirit that our guards always do it in terms of the border communities.
The people I suppose I'm most thinking about this morning, Minister, is elderly people, maybe people who live on their own, and I've a lot of texts here. I'll just take this one because I think it might sum it up. I'm over 70. I'm just wondering, can I walk my dog? I understand cocooning, but I'm healthy and I would like to walk the dog around the block locally. Now, the answer to that person is they can walk their dog around the block locally within the 2 kilometres, but I'm thinking of people maybe over 70 who should be cocooning. The advice officially is not to leave the house, but if those people are well enough to get out for a walk, and if they needed to go slightly further than 2 kilometres to get the walk in, could they do that?
No, and I don't mean to say that harshly, and I'm also conscious that 70 is not very old in the world anymore, and there could be people at home today who are 70, fit, well and healthy, and they're wondering, why the hell is the government telling me to stay indoors? Well, we're doing it because all of the facts show that older people, if they get this virus, are more likely to get it severely. And I don't want to get too grim or worry people, but we know that the older you are, the more at risk you are in relation to a bad outcome from this virus. So what we're asking you to do is to stay in your home. Obviously, you can go out to your garden and the likes, but let's stay in your home and let's make sure we bring the support to you.
So how do we do that? How do we ensure if there's a woman listening or a man listening to us this morning who's 75 and their children, they don't have children or their children live abroad and they don't have someone who will drop messages or food or medicine to them. How do we make sure that they're catered for?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of different ways. As you said, a lot of people will have family, and it's okay for your family to still drop the messages to you, but they need to respect the social distancing, drop the food, leave it on the doorstep, that sort of stuff. There's a lot of our food companies and supermarkets doing this.
That is all we've got time for. Sinead Ryan's up next with The Home Show. Big thanks to the team, Simon Keane, Aidan McKelvey and Stephen Jordan, with Philip Kelly on sound. We will be back at 8 in the morning, so join us then. In the meantime, follow the rules. The power is now in our hands. Please, please stay at home and do take care.